Broadcasting from the confines of an abandoned radio station in the secluded ghost town of High Strangeness, just outside of Area 51, it is time now for full disclosure of the topics they told us were off limits. Hello, everybody. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM, broadcasting from the 840 WHAS studios of iHeartMedia in Louisville, Kentucky, home of gigantic Super Bowl parties already happening and already starting, by the way. Also home of the Pope Lick Monster, and Kentucky's also home of Camping World. Why is that a big deal? Yeah, I'll tell you that in just a few minutes. Connie Willis here tonight on Coast to Coast AM with first time ever on Coast, Will Champion. He's going to be joining us. Such a gentleman, but man, he's got some juice. He talks conspiracy. He talks about stuff that you may have never ever heard. That's what he claims, and I believe him. I think you're going to like this guy. Now, before that, we have our very own friend of Coast to Coast, friend of mine, friend of everybody that's ever met him, psychic spy. I know he hates to be called that, but hey, that's what people know him as, Lynn Buchanan. He's going to be on tonight, and there's a special reason why, and we'll be getting to that after this. It's a heartwarming night for us tonight. But time now to turn off those lights and join me for another interesting evening of conversation, much needed education, and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks amongst us and what is beyond. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis. This is a fascinating night tonight that we have. By the way, those of you that might be new to me, I've been around for 2 years now, but just in case, you can hear me on my YouTube channel now, Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis. Been having a lot of fun putting that together. Haven't totally launched it yet, but working on it, having a good time, and really learning what the internet world is all about. It's very different from the broadcast world, though you would think it wouldn't be, but it really is. It's really run in a different way. So it's Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis. Hope that you'll join me on YouTube, subscribe, and hope that you'll join me on Facebook and always join me. You can always catch me here, too, on Coast to Coast pretty much once a month, and I appreciate that. It's always a lot of fun, and I want to thank you guys for keeping up with me. I know some of you. I didn't know everybody would know, but I have been going through some things. I got a tooth pulled, and I had a lot of people write me in about that, and I appreciate your support, and thank you for that, as well as some stress tests and a whole lot of other things I didn't know was going to happen to me this early in life. So thank you as well for being there and supporting me on that, too. I appreciate that. Now, since I've last talked to you, it was basically last year, I think, wasn't it? So I got to celebrate the 14th anniversary with George Norrie. So I got to call in on the show. That was great. And I also, the station that I'm coming out of is a WHAS affiliate. It's of iHeartMedia. That's where I come to you every time that I'm on Coast. Before, when I was in Philly, it was a whole other station. But I actually got to, I was on for a week or so, filling in for the top dude here in town. His name is Terry Miner. He's been around for 20-some-odd years. He's a legend. And I got to bring George on to the show. And that was great to get to interview him for about 5 or 6 minutes. And it was really fun. It was very interesting. And, in fact, the crazy thing is my mentor, David Whitman from Waze 3, who used to be here in Louisville and has traveled all over, you know, in different stations as an anchor, he was my mentor, and come to find out, he's the guy who also opened the first door, as George would say, to George's career. So I interviewed them on the same day. Talk about synchronicity, having no clue. And you know how I do, and George and I do this, Where's Willis? Well, my mentor guy does a Where's Whitman? So it's just crazy how all that comes full circle, isn't it? It's amazing. So anyway, that was a lot of fun, and I appreciate everybody that wrote in about that, too. I don't know how some of you guys find me, but you seem to do that. I do want to dedicate, I talked about something else as well. I mentioned Camping World. Camping World is headquartered here in Kentucky, and that's what I was talking about with Kentucky. And I always bring up, you know, like three things that are cool about Kentucky whenever I come on. And I was very surprised to find out that Camping World is headquartered in Bowling Green. Why is that cool? Well, you know, The Prophet on CNBC, and Marcus Lemonis. He's the guy that owns Camping World. So not only, you know, I'm a big TV person by being in it and knowing it and learning it, and, you know, it's just always fascinating to me. You know, by the way, Killing Bigfoot was on tonight. You know, we'll all talk about that at another time. But Marcus Lemonis owns The Prophet, owns Camping World. And who better to go Bigfooting with one day than the man who's got all the camping equipment in the world, that, you know, at least you know he, everybody's going to be covered, right? So anyway, big shout out to him as well. Hope he's listening. Maybe he's a big Coast fan. Maybe we'll find out that one day. I think that's pretty neat, though. I thought that was really interesting. So here's something. We got Lynn Buchanan coming on, Psychic Spy. And before that, I want to dedicate this show to Jeremiah E.B. Martin. I want to send his send condolences to his prayer and send condolences to his family and prayers to his family. Gerald Martin was his dad. Jeremiah passed away just pretty recently. And his dad, Gerald Martin, is a big Coast listener, but he's also a super soldier. He's also an incredible, you know, you don't want to say psychic when someone's a super soldier. I mean, they do have the psychic abilities, and he could be called a psychic, but more of a remote viewer and super soldier. And he's very close to this world. He's very good to the people in our community. And, you know, he lost his son unexpectedly. Very sad. He's also a Kentuckian. But, you know, he'll be on Coast one day because he's so special. I've seen him do some remarkable things, and I just, you know, feel for him and want to dedicate tonight's show to Jeremiah E.B. Martin, his son. He had just gotten married and, you know, school, and just a good kid. And sorry to hear that happened, and hope that things get a little better for the family. It's going to be a tough one. And the reason I even bring that up as well is our good buddy and good pal, who, by the way, he's been on Coast to Coast several times, and he's going to be on Beyond Belief with George Norrie in March. They just shot a segment together at one of his shows, and that's Lynn Buchanan, Psychic Spy. Now, Lynn is also my teacher of controlled remote viewing. Lori Williams is one of those teachers as well. She teaches basic, and then you go on to Lynn Buchanan. Lynn Buchanan's Project Stargate. I've got this actual bio that's written, I guess, by him or on his website, and it's very, you know, this is him and this is him and this is him. But I know him as a friend and a person and a gentleman, Southern gentleman. He is just the neatest guy in the world. Mensa as well. So he's intelligent. He's down to earth. And this dude is the most unbelievable psychic spy, one of the best of the best. He was very good at being able to go into people's minds. That was his claim, where some of the other guys, they weren't really as good at that, I'm told. But apparently Lynn Buchanan was the best of the best to do that. He says he doesn't recommend it, though he has taught it. He doesn't like to do it himself, though he's done it many, many times. But he's a special person, very intelligent, an incredible educator, knows his stuff. But he had a bad situation as well in the last week and a half. I'll get the exact date from him here in a second. But I think he saw the light. We're going to find out. But he was close to not being with us anymore. But he's here. And what's cool is not only does he teach remote controlled remote viewing, but remote influencing. He calls it medical apps and medical applications, and how to take controlled remote viewing and heal people. So to that extent, the man who is still with us, I need a drum roll. The man is still with us. He won't leave this world. And we are very thankful for that. Lynn Buchanan, welcome to Coast once again.
Well, thank you for inviting me again.
How was that intro for you, huh?
Yeah. Hey, I'm impressed. With me, maybe.
I am too. I know. I'm so glad to be able to say this.
I'd just like to say one thing. Your Blue Rock Talk,
mm-hmm.
Very interesting. People want to sign up for it. It's great.
Oh, thank you. And it's funny that you say that, because it's Earth's most interesting conversation. So, good word. Good word. So, Lynn Buchanan, thank you very much for being with us. You're our special guest tonight, so we had the first hour with you, and I'm very happy that you are here. What happened recently to you? And then, besides telling us what happened, and it's a good thing because the outcome is good, but then we want to know how controlled remote viewing and the medical apps has healed you as well. I've got a lot of people saying, please tell us the methods of how he is still with us, because they have friends and family that they want to see if they can do this too.
We found out that it was a heart attack, and total surprise to me. And you don't stay an intel agent for this long without getting a little paranoid that maybe they're out to get you.
Well, they are out to get you.
But it seemed that what happened, because it was such a surprise, was that my eye doctor gave me some eye drops, and they basically just sent me into coma, attack, and affected my heart rate and everything else. Anyway, we've tried narrowing it down. They gave me a battery of countless tests, and even one that's that kind of scared me. They pump some air into your veins to see the bubbles go through the heart, to see what the flow is like.
Wow. Isn't that called like aneurysm?
I don't know. I said, you're going to pump air into my veins? And he said, you've been watching too much Hollywood. But, anyway, they said the heart is fine, the valves are fine, the veins are clear as can be, the flow is fine, and all that. And so they said it was a heart attack, but now they don't know the cause. And so anyway, I wound up in the hospital for about 6 days. And while there, of course, I had plenty of time to use the one of the tools we use in the medical apps. And it's called the, it has the acronym, the Modern Office Building. There's a long story on that. But people everywhere on Facebook, on the controlled remote viewing lists and all that, I went on, we have a prayer list, and, went on that. And so anyway, when I got out of the hospital and came back here, so they started running me through the test, and they found out that there's nothing wrong. And so as far as we can tell, it was those eye drops. And anyway, they have me on a month-long monitor here. I call it Al. Short for Al.
You can call me Al. Oh, okay. Yeah. Paul Simon.
The rotting dead albatross that hangs around the neck of the Ancient Mariner head. I feel fine. They won't let me drive for a month until I get this monitor off and they do the analysis. But I feel fine, and so I'm getting lots of work done now.
Well, that's incredible. And they're only not wanting you to drive because we've all seen you drive before, Lynn, okay? It's not anything to do with your heart. People like me, we got an email from, I can't remember if it was Teresa first or your wife first, or maybe from your wife, from Linda. Anyway, we all got this big email going, Lynn's in the hospital, this is what's happening. And immediately, because the way Lynn's got everything set up, I think, Lynn, you may have set all this up just so in the future people could heal you. And I think that's a great plan if that's what you did. But
I was only thinking of y'all. Yeah,
that's right. So we all got these emails, and we all, thank goodness for the way the world is now with Facebook and Twitter. And everybody Facebooked and tweeted and Twittered and did everything they could. And, I had a great response as well on my Facebook. And, you know, everybody was sending prayers, but you have specific people that have taken his class, everybody, that when you take controlled remote viewing, after you take advanced, you take basic, intermediate, advanced, and then you can take all these other ones. And one of the other classes is called Med Apps that he was talking about. And that's where it's a remote influence, but the influence is to heal people. And so this is great because he had all these people on staff ready to just start healing away that have really had some incredible results. And how much do you think, Lynn, that has really healed you? How much of that do you think made the difference? And did it make the difference?
Oh, I believe it did. Of course, there's no proof, but I have seen it happen so many times that it's just undeniable. And, you know, you see this happen, and, you know, enough times with enough people, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have a heart attack and in the hospital there in El Paso, they really weren't finding anything wrong with me. And so basically I laid in bed with no treatment, you know, just eating green Jello and all for 6 days.
That's so funny. And, you're right.
But, you know, I firmly believe it happened when years ago, my son came down with measles while we were on vacation, and I caught viral encephalitis from the measles from him. And at that time, those years ago, if you got to the hospital before you went into a coma, you had like 4% chance of surviving it. Well, I had been in a coma for almost 10 hours before they got me to a hospital. And so the doctor had said zero chance, he won't live through the night. And my wife, they wanted our insurance information, so my wife called home to the preacher, had him break into our house and get the insurance information for the hospital. Well, at about 2 in the morning, he called the whole church together to have a prayer meeting. The next morning, Linda was... Well, you know, out doing the paperwork and trying to figure out what to do with my body, and you know how to do all the funeral arrangements and all. And I sat up on the side of the bed and looked out, and I had no idea where I was. I was thinking, well, what happened? Did we have a wreck or something like that? Because you see, I was in the hospital. The doctor walked in, and he looked at me and he said, "What the expletive deleted here? Are you doing alive?"
What?
And you know, the way he said it, I didn't know whether I should apologize or not. But I have been 100% convinced, because in my life it's happened, that prayer is one of the most powerful things that humans have. And this thing that we do with the medical applications, we teach the remote control, but at the same time we teach that what it's definitely true, what goes around comes around. You start using that to hurt people and you are really going to do damage to yourself. You start doing that to help people and you're really going to change your life for the better, your own life for the better. And I have seen the students from the medical apps course, I've seen them do wonders. Now, in the U.S., it's against the law to say you're healing anybody, and so the fact is that we teach them, we don't teach them to heal anyone. We teach them to get into the subconscious mind of the person and teach that person how to heal themselves. there's no law against you healing yourself.
Wow, I didn't even know there was a law against saying you could heal someone else.
Evidently, there is. Yeah, I think the word is cure, that that you can only cure with pharmaceuticals. I think they got that law passed.
Oh, and I don't even think they can do it with that. if you're just joining us, this is Lynn Buchanan that we're talking to. And Lynn Buchanan, most people know him as the psychic spy and the George Clooney of the Men Who Stare at Ghosts. And we'll ask him a little bit about that, too. We just have another segment with him. He's our special guest for tonight. He had a very, very close call where he kind of saw the light. And so we're celebrating his life tonight and seeing how it went and seeing how he believed that he's better now. And that is through some of the stuff that he teaches and has taught. And so we'll learn more about that when we come back. So that's what's going on tonight. And our special guest later on is Will Champion, conspiracy speaker and author. I'm Connie Willis, and you are listening to Coast AM. Eric Clapton, early 90s there, Tears in Heaven. That's a sweet tune, isn't it? Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM. Well, George is running around all over the place, isn't he? You can enjoy his grand experience and grand time from radio to stage. George Norrie Live, May 6th. That's from 5 to 8 p.m. Go ahead and write that one down. It's Dan Heiser. Good old Tommy is producer. He's got some other things going on. Good for him. It's Dan Heiser Wagner Entertainment. Brings you, I mean, who could do it any better, right? Brings you George's first live stage show of the year. It's at the Plaza Del Sol Performance Hall. That's in the campus of California State University. That's Northridge, California. And he's got some great guests. Mr. Brinkley's going to be out there, the afterlife expert that you've heard many times before. Dr. Bruce Goldberg is also going to be there, hypnotherapist and past life regression expert. Whitley Strieber, you all know Whitley. And there's going to be a meet and greet after the show. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster. You can call them as well at 800-745-3000. Looks like it's going to be another great show. I mean, these things are fun to be at. And darn it, I hope to be at one of these at one point. I hope you get a chance, too. If you need any more information on it, please check out our website. And you're going to find it all there. That's at www.coasttocoastam.com. Welcome back to Coast AM. Connie Willis here discussing really cool stuff with Lynn Buchanan. We want to celebrate his life because he had a very close call last week. In fact, Lynn, did you actually see the lights?
No, I didn't. I got really sick at a restaurant, and so I got up and headed toward the bathroom, and I blinked, and before I blinked, I was walking down the hall, and after I blinked, I opened my eyes, and the floor was right up against my nose, and there was a guy hollering, "Hey, you know, don't move him, call 911, there, for me, there was no passage of time in between. For me, it was just a blink, and I was laying there on the floor thinking, what?
What's going on? What happened? Now, the reason that I even ask that, people might be going, why would you do that? You know, well, first of all, I'm glad that you're here and that I can ask you that question. But because I know that you went through, when you were doing your remote viewing for the government, that, or military, or one of the same, but you had done some targets, you know, controlled remote viewing, folks, if you're just tuning in. You did some targets, and, you know, not only did they want to do military-type things, but they also wanted to learn about things when they knew you guys could do this, right? So I know at one point you said that they did a lot of experiments on death, and so I figured if anybody could describe it any better, you could.
They didn't do experiments on it. They found out that I would avoid witnessing it, you know, when it happened to a target. And so they, you know, they just pushed me in the deep end and started, I think I got 64 targets of accessing people and then moving forward in time, which I was doing anyway with foreign leaders. And I never knew, you know, what the target was or who the target was. And so they would move me forward in time past the person's moment of death. And so I got familiar, you know, with viewing death. And that way it was training. It was practice targets on those. They had to find out when the person died and do all the data collection on it. And then they gave me those as targets and had me view them. And by simply moving through, I found out, you know, what's on the other side.
And I remember hearing those stories, and I remember them being very fascinating to me. If I remember correctly, and please go into detail here, I think I remember you viewed people right after they had passed, minutes after they passed, days after they passed, weeks, months, years.
Yeah.
Could you describe what you saw, and could you describe the different things? Because I know you saw some things that were way extreme.
Yeah, you know, being raised Southern Baptist, you either go to heaven or hell. And what I found in these targets, I found that some people went to what I would call heaven. I mean, total bliss, going into the light and all this. And others would go to what I would call absolute hell. And within like a tenth of a second, I would be thrown out of that session viewing that person. And generally, I'd have nightmares, you know, for a month afterwards. I don't know what hell is, but I don't want to go there. I really don't.
Agreed.
Some others just quit existing. The life stopped. There was no afterlife of any kind. And others would pop up as someone else, as a small child or something like that, and they actually reincarnated. And so what I learned from this is that the atheists are correct, the reincarnationists are right, the Baptists are correct, and all that. Their fallacy is simply thinking that they're the only ones who are correct.
Oh, interesting.
And so, yeah, I never, none of those targets turned out to be a ghost. But those four incidents kept happening: heaven, hell, reincarnation, or just annihilation, you know, non-existence.
Would that be because that's what they only would know? I mean, what if somebody did do a target that was a ghost? Then you would maybe try
that. I
really
have no idea. On several of them, I looked up their life, you know, and didn't find anything that I could say, oh, this is why you go to one of those places. And so that's what I found in those targets.
With all that experience and what you did see, how would you describe death?
Sort of a passing over. One of the things that really surprised me in all those was that some of them were very violent, and yet when you access somebody mentally like that, you can also feel their emotions and the pain and all that. And I never once felt pain.
You saw violence but didn't feel pain?
Yeah. You know, violence toward them that killed them. Car wrecks and being shot, being executed. One was put into the electric chair, you know, and died in the electric chair. Mm. But there wasn't a single one of them that I experienced pain. I've always kind of wondered about that. I guess the human mind protects itself in that way. I don't know.
Well, did you say once before that you did experience where someone would look like hell to you? Was there not pain there?
there wasn't pain. There was horror, indescribable horror that would throw me out of the session. I mean, just I would experience a blackness and a horror and was out of the session just immediately. There was no way I could stay in the session with that.
What was the fear? The horror?
I don't know. It was total, abject horror filling every part of my being. This is why I'd have nightmares for a month afterwards, you know.
Detox.
Yeah, for the listeners, we have a method of detoxing yourself from the other person once you have accessed them mentally, so that you don't pick up their habits and their purposes in life. And, you know, another teacher of remote viewing, not controlled remote viewing, but remote viewing, told me one time that he gave, his basic students mental access to other people. And I said, give them Bozo the Clown. Don't give them Idi Amin or something like that.
True. You know?
Yeah, I said, make sure they pay you before you give them Mother Teresa, because the next day they may be over and headed for India.
That's true. You may not want Bozo the Clown either, though. Who knows what's going on there if you're into the clown world.
Right.
But you got to be careful there, too.
You have to detox. Anytime you view another person or heal, you know, work on convincing them to heal themselves, teaching them how, you have to detox from it.
You have to, you definitely have to do it, or it stays with you. It just doesn't go away. You have to take it off. It's like taking a shower. So when you were, I got a lot of calls and emails about wanting to know, when people were working on healing you from afar, and even you in the hospital yourself, of course, a stubborn man, he's a worker, everybody. He's a stubborn Southern gentleman, and we love him. You are working on yourself, too, through the techniques that you teach. What is it that a lot of people, if you can say it, kind of quickly, I wish we had more time with you, but I wanted you to get your rest. How would you describe the method used to heal yourself while you were there? Because I know you took care of your heart, and other people were working on you, too.
Yeah. Okay. The modern office building, I'm going to give a lecture on this and teach people how to do it at the APP conference in June in Las Vegas with Marty Rosenblatt. But basically, your conscious mind and your subconscious mind do not talk the same language. And this is the whole thing that separates CRV from everything you hear about remote viewing. We use the body as the translator between the two. So in the modern office building, we use the symbology, the pure symbology of the subconscious mind. Like it wants to show you red, it'll probably show you an apple, something like that. And so we build a symbolic building, and as we walk through our building, a picture will be crooked, something like that. Well, that symbolizes something that's wrong. You go fix it. You may not know what it is, but your subconscious mind says, oh, fix that. Okay, and it fixes it. And so in this, you have your building that you have symbolically created. You go through it, you find out what's wrong, and you fix it. You fix the symbology, and that gets it across to your subconscious. Oh, okay, I'll fix that. And you teach the person to heal themselves.
So you were there doing that yourself, too. That was pretty good. I can't believe it. I've never heard you talk so short like that. That's amazing. Everybody's got to know we have a great friendship. I have now known you. You mentioned it when I talked to you. We were talking about the amount of time that we've known each other. It was about 10 years now. I can't believe it. 10 years. Wow. The time has flown. You're getting so much older, and I'm still staying young. I don't understand it, man. I guess.
Listen, the body is just aging faster than the soul.
Oh, no. Well, before we let you go, I want to say again, I'm glad that we could, you know, take some time out to celebrate that you're here. I'm so glad to be talking about you and with you than anything else. And so I just want to ask you real quick, you know, what did you think are your biggest achievements along the way in your life? You know, I'm sure that you thought about some things while you were laying there.
I think
we just got a couple minutes. So.
Yeah, my biggest achievements are you. And
well,
the
thank
other
you.
Students that you know, I've passed this on to, mm-hmm. and that I want to continue passing this on to. The human mind can change the world. And if we train the human mind and we train it to be kind to others and to itself, we not only put psychiatrists out of business, but we also change the world and make it a better place. And we're needing that. We really are, you know. And so I think probably the biggest achievement I've ever done is teaching the controlled remote viewing and how to use your mind. You know, like I always tell people, your subconscious doesn't just know what's going on or what's written on a page and locked in a safe over in the Kremlin. It also knows why you do those things you don't want to do, but you do them anyway, and so on. And I have seen lives changed simply by learning controlled remote viewing, which is different from remote viewing, but controlled remote viewing. And I think if I would claim any achievement, it would be that.
Well, I think that's a great achievement. You've taught a lot of people. And it's definitely, as you say, it's a martial art, and you continuously learn it constantly. In fact, you are getting better by the day as well. And you're
true.
The teacher.
Yeah, I'm still learning myself.
Yeah. Well, I do know, you know, so you tell me you got something coming up with Marty, and you also did some stuff with George Norrie, too.
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
7001 episode. That was the first episode for this year.
Excellent.
George is fantastic, and he's a great interviewer. And I enjoyed the show. We talked about UFOs, which I hate.
You exclusively told me, do not talk about UFOs. I'm like, no, I just want to talk about your life, man. You can be mad at George for that. So when that's coming on Beyond Belief in March, you've got...
Yeah, I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, oh, it's coming up in March.
I didn't know when it was going to be on. Yeah.
We'll keep you straight here. You're going to be doing something with Marty. When are you going to do this with Marty?
That's in June. I don't know the exact dates, but if your listeners look up Marty Rosenblatt with two T's at the end, they'll find he has an APP conference, and that stands for something, I'm sure, but I don't know what. He's having it in Las Vegas, and it's going to be well attended. There are going to be some really important speakers there, and you know me, I try never to lecture. I try to teach. And I've always said, if somebody comes to see me, I want them to walk away with a new ability.
And it's very sincere as well. And yeah, Marty, he's great. I've been to that as well. It's applied precognition. Oh, he's going to kill me, and he's going to kill you too. He's going to smack us both. But we all love him. Marty's a great guy. Hey, Lynn, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you for still being around.
Oh, good talking to you, Patty. I always enjoy it. Thank you.
I enjoy it as well, and I wish you were still teaching, but it's you're not teaching it like it used to. However, you
No,
are showing up at events.
I'm setting up online training.
Excellent.
Videos and all that, so that's still in the process.
Okay, I've been hearing that for a while, so I want to make sure you do that. I'll help you out if you need it, too. So that's Lynn Buchanan, everybody's psychic spy. Thank you so much, Lynn. Also, The Seventh Sense is his book, if you want to check that out. And if you'd like more information, you can go to crviewer.com. Is that right, Lynn? It's crviewer? Okay.
crviewer.com. Right.
All right. And you wish your wife the best for me as well. She's got a handful with you, and she's there for you, no doubt. She's a wonderful lady.
She sure is. I think I'll keep her.
She is a keeper. There you go. All right. Thank you, Lynn Buchanan. Right. And we'd like for you guys to stick around because we're going to talk to author, speaker, and conspiracist Will Champion. Never been on Coast to Coast before. And he's got a lot of good, juicy stuff he's going to be telling us. Really interesting guy. I think you'll like this guy. So stick around with us. More to come here on Coast to Coast AM.